July 22, 1899. How the cross renders the soul transparent. How to avoid the precipice. This morning, my adorable Jesus made himself seen with a golden cross, all resplendent, hanging from his neck. And in looking at it, he was immensely pleased. In one instant, the confessor was there present, and Jesus said to him, "The sufferings of these past days have increased the splendor of the cross, so much so that in looking at it, I take great delight." Then he turned to me and told me, "The cross communicates such splendor to the soul as to render her transparent. And just as when an object is transparent, one can give it all the colors he wants, in the same way, with its light, the cross gives all features and the most beautiful shapes that can possibly be imagined, not only by others, but by the very soul who experiences them. Furthermore, on a transparent object, one immediately detects the dust, the little stains, and even a shadow. Such is the cross. Since it renders the soul transparent, it immediately reveals to the soul the little defects, the slightest imperfections, so much so that there is no masterly hand more capable than the cross in keeping the soul prepared to render her a worthy dwelling of God, of heaven. Who can say what I comprehended about the cross, and how enviable is the soul who possesses it? After this, he transported me outside of myself, and I found myself at the top of a staircase, extremely high, which had a precipice under it, and what's more, the steps of the staircase were movable and so narrow that one could barely put the tips of his toes on it. What terrified the most was the precipice, and the fact that one could find no support whatsoever. And if one tried to cling to the steps, they would come off. The sight of other people, almost all of them falling, put a shiver in the bones. Yet, there was no other way than going through that staircase. So I tried. But after going up only two or three steps, seeing the great danger for me of falling into the abyss, I began to call Jesus to come to my aid. Not knowing how, I found Jesus near me, and he told me, "My daughter, what you have seen is the path which all men go through on this earth. The movable steps, on which they cannot even lean to find support, are the human supports, earthly things, which are such that if one tries to lean on them, instead of giving help, they give him a push to fall more quickly into hell. The safest means is to climb almost flying, without touching the ground, by force of one's arms, with eyes all fixed on oneself, without looking at others, and also by keeping them all intent on me, in order to receive help and strength. In this way, one can easily avoid the precipice."